Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Paul Mirsky is our guest, our good friend, longtime 10-year member of our Brain Trust, Executive Vice President for Congressional Relations at the Independent Community Bankers of America, ICBA.org. Paul, your beat is policy at the congressional level, at the executive level, too. What are you working on these days? And let's make sure that we include whatever is going on with the Consumer Protection Bureau, CFPB.
Right. So that's a good start. A lot of what we're working on right now with Congress is trying to address and roll back some of the onerous regulations on small businesses, particularly on community banks. Every year, every bill that comes out of Congress, it always seems like they're just adding extra layers and layers of regulation, and particularly for community banks, they're spending more of their time, money, resources on complying with government paperwork and regulations, and that gives them less time, money, and resources to be focused on their communities and lending and getting out and meeting the customers and getting credit flowing. So we're really pushing back hard on, enough is enough.
Well, the Obama administration really was sure no friend of community banks.
That's when a lot of the new additional regulations and burdens were put on many small businesses, and we could spend hours talking about that. But you mentioned the CFPB, that's kind of front and center.
Well, he hired a Gestapo kind of guy, Richard Cordray, to head it up, the first one, are we going to be able to neuter that organization and make it accountable? Folks, there's never been the existence of the CFPB is unconstitutional by definition, in my opinion. What do you think?
Well, it's a very odd structure where you have a single director of a agency that's largely unaccountable to Congress, so there's very little, if no, checks and balances on that agency. They're not funded by Congress. They take their money from the Federal Reserve. So we've been pushing to create, instead of a single director, we've always advocated for a commission where you have a bipartisan five-member panel instead of one director with unlimited power. So,
but is it even is it even necessary? Is the CFPB even necessary?
Well, we've always had consumer laws, whether they were housed at the Federal Reserve or other banking agencies. It's important to have a baseline of reasonable consumer laws. So banks are not afraid of having reasonable consumer laws, but the CFPB has gone above and beyond and created such a massive and growing layer of bureaucratic rules and regulations that make no sense. And a lot of it was initially targeted at the largest multinational, international Wall Street bank.
Right.
But they apply the same rules to, a small $50 million community bank. So it doesn't
To me, Paul, this is an example of how Congress and corporate America and Wall Street either disregard or did not understand or both were indifferent to how things work on Main Street. Community banks are nothing if not Main Street. And when they lumped community banks in the regulatory state with Goldman Sachs and all those other big guys, then that's just ridiculous on its face. And when they did that, they created a lot of mayhem for everybody, but especially small businesses.
Well, that's absolutely right, and you know, there has to be a better approach to taxing and regulation, and really with a focus on the local communities and job creation, where a lot of the organic growth in this country comes from small startup businesses and hard work, and so we really should make sure that we get credit flowing to those businesses that need it at the small size and local level.
That's exactly right. What are some of the other things you're working on? What about Basel III? Have you been able to make that work? Not so much in your disfavor.
Right. Well, that's another example of very highly complex capital rules that were meant for international global banks, but they put the same rules on the local community bank.
Yep.
So we've been pushing back and making some headway on making sure the capital standards for community banks are reasonable so they can support their local lending. And
right.
we've been making some progress on that. I think the folks at the Federal Reserve and other banking agencies realize that there is a difference between a $2 trillion bank and a $50 million
bank. Is the new chairman going to be more community bank friendly, you think?
I believe so, absolutely. We're looking forward to some of the new Trump administration heads of regulatory agencies coming
right.
in. I think they have a little more pro-business spin to what they're trying to accomplish, and we're very optimistic on that
Hold
front.
Hold on to that thought, Paul. Paul Mirsky, ladies and gentlemen, with the Independent Community Bankers of America, ICBA.org. He and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.